Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Saturday night in Corpus Christi, I'm joined by Nate Savino, left-handed reliever for the Sod Poodles, who probably had his best outing with Amarillo earlier this week. And Nate, I just want to jump off there. It was a bullpen game.
Yep.
The starter unfortunately couldn't get through the first inning. Yep. You were called upon and you gave the team some length. That had to feel good to be a real bridge for the team to start a series.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it happens. You know, starter gets out there, gets in some trouble, and then we need some help out of the pen. And, you know, luckily enough, I got out there and just, I mean, with one goal, just fill it up as much as I could to just give the team some innings, the bullpen some innings, especially with, you know, two starters kind of down for us. We needed some people to go length. So, I mean, me and Dawson coming out of the pen and being able to give that, I just feel like it helped the team a lot. So it was great.
No doubt. As a former starter yourself, I mean, you started some in college. You've done basically everything in your baseball career, college, pro, Team USA. What's the difference for you in a situation like that where you're coming in early in a game, but it's not a start? Like, what's the difference between relief mindset versus starting mindset for you?
Starting mindset, I feel like there's a lot of buildup for it. All day you're thinking about it, you're warming up, you're doing all that stuff just to build up to the beginning of the game. And then, you know, you go through your whole routine. It's this whole thing. I mean, as a reliever, you're in the pen, you get the call, and then 10 minutes later you're in the game. You don't really think much. You just go in there and just, like I said, just throw strikes as much as you can to get outs and help the team. So that is what it is, yeah.
Your roommate starts tonight, Mr. Egan. I always love to ask pitchers about other pitchers.
Yep.
Generally, I just want to ask you, what do you think Dan's doing when he's at his best?
I've told this to Dan. I think when he attacks with his fastball, he dominates. I mean, I saw it all last year. He was our pitcher of the year last year, and he just would get ahead with that fastball and then put them away with his off-speed stuff. And I've told him that these past few outings, just I think that he should just dominate with his fastball, and then when he needs to, use his breaking stuff. And his last two outings have been great, so I think, I mean, I guess he's listening to me.
Easy enough. What's the culture of this bullpen like? Because it seems like you guys are a work hard, play hard kind of bunch.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all click. We all like each other. We all have fun down there. I mean, we love watching the games, but, you know, we also just have camaraderie in that pen, and I think we all root for each other. So whenever someone gets a call, we're all just excited to see that guy go out there and dominate. So it's been great for the pen.
What's your relationship with Gabby like?
Gabby? I've known Gabby for – I played with him half a year last season, and then I guess going on had another half a year this season. Gabby's great. He's a laid-back pitching coach, and if he's one of those guys that if you need help, you can go up and ask him, but if you don't, he'll leave you alone. And I think that's great. I think, you know, it's our careers. We do what we want with it, and I think he's a big supportive guy for that, so it's been great.
You pitched at one of college baseball's elite programs in Virginia, so I feel like guys like you who pitched at those types of programs are a little bit more prepared for pro ball when you get here, but what does this version of Nate sitting next to me now know that maybe UVA guy getting drafted didn't quite know about this whole pro ball journey?
Yeah, wow. I mean, I didn't think I was going to be in rehab for 2 years off the bat. That happened, and then I mean, it's been quite a journey for me, just dealing with the ups and downs of minor league baseball, the long season, but I honestly love it. I love the grind. I love to come out here every day and just get after it and play with the fellas. It's fun. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, we're all just doing our jobs, and it's college. It's almost just like, I don't know, it's a lot more anxiety, it feels like. You get out here and you just go out and just have fun with your teammates. We all got one goal, one dream, and it's making the big league. So we're all rooting for each other. It's real fun out here.
They always say health is wealth, right?
Yeah.
But now that you are healthy and have been for a little while, that just has to give you a little bit more confidence to feel like, okay, I am where I'm supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, pitching with pain, there's nothing worse, especially just like I think the worst part of pitching with pain is the days you're not pitching. You can't really train or anything. Until you're on the mound, those days felt like you're just nursing your arm or whatever that's hurt. So being healthy and be able to train every day and work on stuff is my favorite part about pitching right now. So it's been awesome just being healthy.
One thing that I know about you personally is that you like to travel. You like to go places. I'm the same way in the off season. So I got to ask you, what's like your favorite trip you've been on and why?
I went to the Azores, the islands off of Portugal, two off seasons ago. That was pretty sweet. They say it's the Hawaii of Europe, so I thought that was pretty cool. I've also been to Costa Rica. Costa Rica is really fun. I just like going to tropical places. I'd like to explore more like Switzerland, those type of areas next. but you know, I mean, anywhere really. I just like to get out of America. I think it's cool.
What's it like growing up in the part of Virginia that you did? Because that's another thing. I used to kind of live around where you grew up, and yeah. obviously you pitched in the Commonwealth at UVA. I feel like Virginia doesn't have a ton of identity of, oh, a person from there is like this. So what are people from Virginia like, Nate Savino?
Everyone calls me preppy. I don't know. I guess it's just how we dress in Virginia. We just dress better than everyone else. But I don't know. I just think Virginians are nice people that work hard and dress nice, I guess. So that's who we are.
Virginia's for lovers, yeah, right?
Amen. They are.
Nate, thanks so much for the time.
Of course. I appreciate it, Eric.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.